Feeder cattle futures declined on Tuesday. Winter wheat planting gained last week, while corn condition eroded. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday morning, the 21st of September. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.80 lower on Tuesday, from 35 cents lower at the back to $2.27 lower toward the front, giving back the previous session's gains and then some. Much of the pressure came from corn futures, bouncing 12 to 13 cents higher through July of 23 and then closing mostly 8 to 9 cents higher, supported by bleaker condition ratings than expected. Soybean futures closed 15 to 17 cents higher through July of 23 and then mostly 7 to 9 cents higher. More about the latest crop progress report momentarily. Live cattle futures closed an average of 12 cents lower, except for 27 cents higher in three contracts, with firmness from growing optimism about higher cash-fed cattle prices this week. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from limited on very light demand to a standstill through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices last week were $142 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $143 in Nebraska, and $143 to $145 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $226 to $227 in Nebraska and $226 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice box beef cutout value was 81 cents lower Tuesday afternoon at $251.64 a hundredweight. Select was $1.34 higher at $227.23. So far this morning, corn futures are lower and cattle futures are showing some strength. I had results from just two trendable Tuesday auctions, both for Missouri. Steers sold mostly $3 to $8 lower at Keenesville Livestock Auction, while heifers traded mostly steady. There are 2,198 head on offer. And at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, steer and heifer calves sold mostly steady. There were 1,731 head on offer.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right. No broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Tuesday, with traders fretting over the Fed's interest rate decision Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 313 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 43 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 109 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.28 to $1.42 lower through the front six contracts. Now, back to the recent crop progress report for the week ending September 18th. 52% of corn was rated as good or excellent, which was 1% less than the prior week and 7% less than a year earlier. 21% was rated as poor or very poor versus 20% a week earlier and 15% a year earlier. 7% of corn was harvested, which was 2% less than last year and 1% less than average. As for soybeans, 55% were rated as good or excellent, which was 1% less than the previous week and 3% less than the prior year. 15% were rated poor or very poor, which was the same as the previous week, but 1% more than the prior year. 3% of soybeans were harvested, compared to 5% last year and for average. On the potential grazing side of the fence, 21% of winter wheat was planted, which was 1% more than last year and 4% more than the 5-year average. As for pasture and range, 28% was rated as good or excellent, which was 1% less than a week earlier, but 4% more than a year earlier. Conversely, 43% was rated as poor or very poor, which was 2% more than a week earlier, but 3% less than a year earlier. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday morning, the 21st of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.